بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, as we heard in the first session, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, has favored us, that He has allowed us to sit in His house during these auspicious nights, the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. Every night is extremely, extremely, extremely valuable. We don't know which night we will secure our forgiveness, which night will secure the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which night will secure our freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept on the night of Laylatul Qadr. Ulama give an example that if the government has to make an announcement that every businessman in the country, during the next 2 weeks, there will be one day where whatever profits, whatever turnover your business or your shop does, then we are prepared to multiply and subsidize it from the government side by 30,000 times. So this announcement is made. So which businessman will sit back and say that I'll open my shop on the normal time, I'll close on the normal time, and I'll continue the same effort that I normally make. Whatever we make, whatever profits come. And if we find that day, then we are lucky, but I won't put any extra effort to exert myself. So no one will do this. The shrewd, intelligent businessman, he'll perhaps take his sleeping bag to the shop, he'll sleep there, he'll eat there, he'll relieve himself there, and he'll call all his family members, his wife, his children, grandchildren, he'll make everyone stand in the shop and make sure you tend to the customers, because if we make it on this day, then we've made it for the rest of the year. So in the same way, ulama explain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr, Laylatun Khayrun Min Alfi Shahr. Allah says, I am also prepared to give you 30,000 times. Better than 1,000 months. So therefore, these nights are extremely valuable. As we have heard many times, the month of Ramadan is a training ground. These surahs that we will recite, the durood and salam, the zikrullah, the dua that we make, is not just to be limited to the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, but that this comes into our life throughout the year. That we make this our habit, our practice, to try and secure the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll commence with Suratul Mulk. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we knew that there was one surah which was called Al-Mani'a. Al-Mani'a means a defensive system, a protection. My Shaykh Mufti Yusuf Desai Sahib Daum Barakatuhum explains that in this world we spend so much of effort and money in putting up protection and defensive systems around our homes. Person has a wall, he raises the wall, he has an electric fence, and he has an alarm system, he has a panic button. He may have a security guard standing outside the home. He's got cameras. And so many systems we put in place to secure our protection that nobody must attack me and harm me inside my home. So he says in the same way, when did we ever think that let me install some defensive measures, some security system in my cupboard? That proportionately, the amount of time I'll spend in this world as opposed to the amount of time I'll spend in my grave. Read the dates on the tombstones if we visit the Qabristan. How many years ago those people have passed away? 100 years, 200 years, 300 years beneath the ground. So just as we put these defensive measures in place and these security systems in place in this world, these adhkar, these ma'amulat that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, this is to secure our protection in the qabr. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that this one surah was known as Al-Mani'a. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would explain that this particular surah would grant a person, or secure a person's protection in his qabr. So we read with this intention, hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we make this a common practice, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us protection and security in the qabr, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور الذي خلق 7 سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبض ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن إنه بكل شيء بصير أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن إن الكافرون إلا في غرور أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه بل لجوا في عتو ونفور أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين
Page 125 in this kitab. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء. وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته، واجزه عنا ما هو أهله، واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته، وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله
InshaAllah, we'll make a short zikr and dua. Just as a reminder for all of us, when we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Arif Billah Mulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab rahimahullah would explain that this kalima la ilaha illallah laysa laha hijabun dun Allah. La ilaha illallah, there is no veil between this kalima and the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person who will recite the kalima, it will go directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, he would explain that this kalima purifies the heart of a person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains that there is a polish for everything, and the polish for the heart is the remembrance, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This kalima la ilaha illallah polishes the heart. He would give the example that if a person has a carpet or a rug, and he vacuums this rug, this carpet 100 times daily, then how clean won't that carpet and that rug be? In the same way, a person takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his heart will also become super clean. We know how many sins we commit, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith sharif mentions that a black dot appears on the heart of a person. So one of the muraqabahs, the meditations that a person can make, when we say la ilaha, this is known as nafi. A person is negating everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including a person's desires, a person's passions, his sins. Those black dots that appear on the heart, a person is now removing it, washing it, scrubbing it out. And then we say, illallah, we are now putting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the closeness of Allah, the ma'rifat, the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our hearts. The person makes zikr with this consciousness, istihdar, thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the effect is a person from being a jahannami, he becomes a jannati. Just reciting the kalima, becoming a person destined for the fire of jahannam, he now, a person who is a nari, he's going to naru jahannam, he now becomes full of nur, full of the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we take the name Allah, then Hazrat used to explain, rahmatullah alayh, that just as a person has a tongue in his mouth, which is taking the name of Allah, then he should imagine that he has a tongue in his heart, and just as the tongue in my mouth is saying Allah, Allah, the tongue in my heart is also simultaneously taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have heard our Ustad, Mawlana Mutala Sahib Daum Barakatuh, mention many times that when a person takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should picture everything around him. That the walls are saying Allah, the carpets are saying Allah, the fans are saying Allah, the lights are saying Allah, the malaika are saying Allah, the jinn are saying Allah, the birds in the sky are saying Allah, the fish in the sea are saying Allah, the animals in the jungle are saying Allah, and all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is turning towards him. Like this, we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 جل جلاله. الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، إليك يرجع الأمر كله، علانيته وسره. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى، ولك الحمد إذا رضيت، ولك الحمد بعد الرضا. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم يا أول الأولين، يا آخر الآخرين، يا ذا القوة المتين، يا راحم المساكين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حنان، يا منان، يا رحيم، يا كريم. Oh my most beloved Allah, most kind Allah, most compassionate Allah, most merciful Allah, most forgiving Allah. Oh my Allah, we have raised our hands before you, my Allah. On this blessed night in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Oh my Allah, despite us being unworthy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't deserve to take your name, my Allah. We don't deserve to stand before you, my Allah. We don't deserve to recite your Quran, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we don't deserve to be hosted in your house, oh my Allah. But oh my Allah, you favored us, my Allah. You blessed us, my Allah. You chose us, oh my Allah. When the entire world is engaged in your disobedience, my Allah. People are sleeping, my Allah. People are merrymaking, my Allah. People are involved in different forms of entertainment and enjoyment, my Allah. Ya Allah, you chose and selected us to come into your house, oh my Allah. To take your name, oh my Allah, with these dirty and filthy tongues of ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, what sins haven't we committed, oh my Allah? From head to toe, my Allah, every limb of ours is dripping in guna and sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, we used your bounties, my Allah. Ya Allah, we used your ni'mats, my Allah. We used your favors, my Allah, to disobey you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us our eyes, we looked at haram, my Allah. You gave us our mouth and our tongues, we spoke lies, my Allah. We insulted people, my Allah. We cheated people, my Allah. We hurt the feelings of others, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you gave us our feet, we walked towards haram, my Allah. You gave us our ears, we opened our ears to music, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you gave us so many bounties and favors, my Allah. We make shukr to you for each and every ni'mat of yours, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, despite us being undeserving, unworthy slaves of yours, my Allah. Day to night, my Allah, we are drowning in your ihsan, in your kindness, my Allah. Ya Allah, what bounties haven't you blessed us with, my Allah? Ya Allah, we thank you for our lives, my Allah. We thank you for blessing us with iman, my Allah. For making us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my Allah, you gave us homes, my Allah. You gave us cars, my Allah. You gave us soft beds, my Allah. You gave us so many different types of food, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you gave us our wives and children and families, my Allah. You gave us our businesses and our shops, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you blessed us from head to toe, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we thank you, my Allah. From the bottom of our hearts, oh my Allah, we express our appreciation, our gratitude to towards you, oh my Allah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Oh my Allah, every bounty is from you, my Allah. Every blessing is from you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we ask you not to deprive us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, because of our gunas and sins, my Allah, don't snatch away these bounties and ni'mas from us, my Allah. Keep us in your favors, oh my Allah. Take us in your favors, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, on this Mubarak night we raise our hands, my Allah. We ask you to forgive us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come with talab and desire in our hearts, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we have nothing worthy of being presented in your court, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, every amal of ours is broken, my Allah. Our salah is broken, my Allah. Our tilawat is broken and deficient, my Allah. Ya Allah, our roza and fasting is deficient and broken, my Allah. We are your weak slaves, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, head to toe, we are full of faults and flaws and weaknesses, my Allah. But still you honored us, my Allah. You honored us with iman, my Allah. You gave us the month of Ramadan, my Allah. You gave us this opportunity to turn towards you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we have come with talab and desire that you will forgive each and every one of us, my Allah. Every guna and sin from the time of bulugh till now, my Allah. Those we committed knowingly, unknowingly, my Allah. Ya Allah, after promising you, we won't go back to them, my Allah. How many times we made promises to you, my Allah? Ya Allah, Ramadan upon Ramadan would come. Ya Allah, we would make tawbah. We would promise not to go back to those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, big night would come, my Allah. We would sit in some program. We would hear some bayan. Ya Allah, how many times we made promises and we broke those promises?
If it was any person of this world, Ya Allah, you would have shut the door in our face and chased us away a long time ago, my Allah. But oh my Allah, you still love us, my Allah. You still called us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you have the power to change our evil into good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, your word is true, my Allah. The word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true. That person who will change his life, who will make tawbah, who will try and please you, my Allah, you will change his evil deeds into good, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, my Allah. We have come with bucket loads of gunas and sins, my Allah. Turn and transform them into good deeds, O my Allah. O my Allah, whatever a'mal we have done, accept it from us, my Allah. Grant us qabooliyat and acceptance in your court, my Allah. O my Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Our hearts have become corroded and rusted, O my Allah. Dunya has attracted it, my Allah. Everything besides you has come into our hearts, my Allah. The love of our families, the love of our cars, our homes, our wealth, our businesses. Oh my Allah, we ask you to come into our hearts, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Oh my Allah, we want to live a pure life, my Allah. We are tired of disobeying you, my Allah. Ya Allah, pull us out of the gutter of sin, my Allah. Cleanse and purify us and make us yours, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, if you will become ours, my Allah, the entire world will be ours. Our life in this world will be made. Our qabr will be made. Our akhirat will be made. Oh my Allah, grant us a taste of the sweetness of your muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we hear about your muhabbat and love. We read about your muhabbat and love. Oh my Allah, give us also something, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, our hearts are empty, my Allah. Our hearts are completely devoid of your muhabbat and love. Oh my Allah, you favor each and every one of us, my Allah. Make us your close friends and servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us such a bond, such ta'alluq, such a connection with you, that when your disobedience comes in front of us, it will become a barrier, oh my Allah. It will prevent us from falling into your disobedience, my Allah. Oh my Allah, grant us that bond and ta'alluq and relationship with you, that nothing can break it, my Allah. Nothing can sever it, my Allah. No matter what condition we may be in, my Allah. No matter what temptation is put in front of us, my Allah. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us, my Allah. Our nafs has become strong, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, shaitan has found a way into our hearts, my Allah. We find it so difficult to avoid sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, we find it so difficult to switch off the music, my Allah. To switch off the TV, my Allah. To protect our gazes, my Allah. To speak the truth, oh my Allah. To come to the masjid. Ya Allah, your obedience has become difficult for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, but la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. Oh my Allah, only you can make it easy for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the giver of tawfiq, oh my Allah. You choose from your slaves, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, choose us, my Allah. Select us, my Allah. Shower your rahmat and mercy upon us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us. Forgive our families, my Allah. Forgive our wives, oh my Allah. Forgive our children, our grandchildren, our friends, our cousins, our aunts, our uncles, our extended families, our neighbors, our entire locality, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, send your mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, our heart yearns to be in Madina Munawwara, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, so many people you have favored, my Allah. So many musallis have gone for Umrah, my Allah. Some have come back, some are still there, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, record our name also in the register of Mu'atamirin and Hujjaj, oh my Allah. Ah, my Allah, how our heart wishes, my Allah, that we can have one gaze at the Mubarak green dome of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can cool our eyes by looking at the Multazam, oh my Allah. We will enter from Babu Salam and go and stand before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, don't deprive us, my Allah. Don't deprive us, my Allah. Open the doors, Ya Allah, for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take us for Hajj and Umrah over and over and over again, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, there are so many people who are sick and ailing, my Allah. So many people are suffering from chronic illnesses and diseases, my Allah. So many people have cancer, my Allah. So many people, doctors have given them just a few months to live, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, they have also raised their hands, my Allah. They have also asked for dua, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you know what goes through their heart, oh my Allah. You know the fear, the worry, the anxiety that they face every day, my Allah. Oh my Allah, grant them complete shifa, oh my Allah. Grant them speedy shifa, oh my Allah. Remove all trace of sickness from them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are in hospitals, my Allah, grant them shifa, my Allah. Those who are bedridden, Ya Allah. Whatever sickness they may be, Ya Allah, you cure them, oh my Allah. Grant them complete shifa and good health, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, so many people who we know, Ya Allah, so many family members of ours have left this world, my Allah. Oh my Allah, fill their qubur with noor, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, those of us whose parents have left this world, my Allah, you make their maghfirat, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, make them maghfirat, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of sending Isal thawab for them, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, open their graves as far as the eye can see, oh my Allah. Shower your bounties and your blessings of the akhirat upon them, oh my Allah. And oh my Allah, those of us whose parents are still alive, then you give us the ability to become obedient children to them, my Allah. Allow us to serve them and make the khidmat, my Allah. Grant them long lives with afiyat, with sukoon, with itminan, with good health, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, don't test us, my Allah. We are the weak part of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our iman is weak, my Allah. Our tawakkul is weak, my Allah. Oh my Allah, don't test us by taking away anything from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, continue to bless us, my Allah. Give us afiyat, my Allah. Give us afiyat, my Allah. Give us afiyat, my Allah. Oh my Allah, protect us from each and every evil, my Allah. Protect us from hasad, my Allah. Protect us from jealousy, my Allah. Protect us from envy, O my Allah. Protect us from crime, O my Allah. Protect us from murder, my Allah. From kidnapping, Ya Allah. From all evils and difficulties and harms, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who gives protection, my Allah. You are the one who gives solace and sukoon, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people, my Allah. So many people who are in depression and despondency, my Allah. They don't know where to turn to, my Allah. They have tried turning to your disobedience, my Allah. They have tried turning to drugs. They have tried turning to music. They have tried turning to bad company. Oh my Allah, you guide them, my Allah. Pull them towards you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, if you will pull us, who can pull back, my Allah? Who can match you? Who can oppose you, my Allah? Ya Allah, your armies can never be overpowered, my Allah. Ya Allah, oh my Allah, pull us towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, pull us towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you befriend us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the remaining days of the month of Ramadan, allow us to spend it in a way that is pleasing to you, oh my Allah. Don't let us spoil our a'mal by doing some evil deed, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we have done, preserve it for us, my Allah. Make it a means of our najat in the qabr and the akhirat, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, when the day of our maut comes, my Allah, make it the best day of our life, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, let the malaika welcome us, my Allah. Marhaba, marhaba. Oh my Allah, we have heard in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the istiqbal and the welcome you give to someone who is your friend, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, when our eyes close, Ya Allah, let that be the best day of our lives, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, grant us an easy maut with iman, my Allah. Protect and preserve our iman till our last breath, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we don't know, my Allah, what is coming ahead, my Allah. The fitnas, the challenges, the trials. Oh my Allah, you save and protect each and every one of us. Oh my Allah, whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for, give us a share in the goodness, my Allah. Whatever evil he asks protection from, protect us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we don't know what to ask, my Allah. We don't know how to ask, my Allah. Our words are broken. Our dua is broken, my Allah. But you know the desire in each and every one of our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, without us speaking, Ya Allah, you know what we are feeling, my Allah. You know our needs, my Allah. You know our desires, my Allah. You know what challenges we are facing, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you fulfill the jais and halal needs and desires of each and every one of us, my Allah. Remove all the problems and challenges that are in our lives, my Allah. Whether it be financial, my Allah, spiritual, emotional, whatever it may be, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, pull us towards you and make us your friends, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين
Respected brothers, we are reminded tonight is an odd night. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it has been mentioned that shadda jadda wa shadda al-mi'zar. Especially during the last 10 nights, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would exert himself more than in the first 20 days of the month of Ramadan. It is still much time left. Many brothers will make the intention to stay awake for the entire night. If we can't stay awake the entire night, half the night, whatever time we can give. But at this much, let us try our best not to engage in any act of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we leave this gathering, our cell phones will call us, different things will call us and invite us. If we can't engage in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are tired, perhaps we had a long day, then make intention and go to sleep, make intention to wake up for tahajjud salah. But let us not engage in anything that will destroy our a'mal, and try and make intention that when we wake up, we'll perform tahajjud salah, and we will perform our fajr salah with jamaat, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq.